ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Forty-four 27 will be the final score. Bucks improved to 11-5. Falcons dropped to 4-12. And the Bucks playoff bound will know where we play a week from today or a week from yesterday.
And we welcome Saturday. To Take It Like a Fan, guys. You got Chip?
You got the dog.
Four-time fantasy winner, Bo.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Over under three times, more times that he says that on this podcast.
What?
Four-time fantasy Chip.
I won two in 1 year.
Are you excited?
I'm just on my own throne.
Yeah, obviously. It's been a long week, boys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
Nope.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
I spent some time with old number 12 and number 87's old fan base for the last 10 days. Up in Boston and up in New Hampshire. Anywhere in
did
New
you
England.
Have any chowder?
I did. There's no R.
Chowder.
How was it?
Packed car.
You had clan chowder or lobster chowder?
No, I got to tell you. Manhattan.
These Patriot fans, they're butthurt.
Oh, yeah.
But it's for weird reasons why they're butthurt. They're not, like, upset. They're happy. Tom's off. He's a great football player. He was a great, you know, team leader, da-da-da-da. But where they say it really hurt them
there's no backup plan.
When he made the comment that he will never live in New England ever
did they expect
again.
Him to come back or something?
I don't know. I don't know. But the picture I sent you of my brother-in-law where he needed the beanie, and I made him wear the Bucks beanie. Which we'll post later, but I'm dead serious. That was right during that conversation of why they were upset about it.
Oh, I mean, do you blame the guy?
No.
Do you guys follow him on any social platform? He posts pictures of sunset.
But they're haters now. Now they want to talk about Deflategate. They want to talk about Brady rules.
That's nothing surprising coming from that kind of area.
I mean,
those fans are the worst. Sorry, but they are.
They kind of are, man.
Between them, Red Sox fans, I just
yeah, like everything's
Philly
peachy.
Fans.
I mean, you can't like. I mean, when Lynch, who by the way is on the Hall of Fame ballot, when Lynch left the Bucks and went to Denver, did you like trash talk the guy?
No,
I said guy was a headhunter. Congratulations.
I was mad the Bucks didn't do more to keep him.
Exactly.
I don't want to play against him.
Yeah.
Don't throw the ball over the middle if we do play against him.
Yeah. No, but they do not feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean.
And then I showed him a couple of the Tommy and Gronky shows of them like hanging out
in the sun.
In Florida weather.
Yeah,
love and life smiles and stuff like that.
They've never seen anything like that.
No, they haven't. Like, look here on the screen right here. Tom Brady just keeps getting better for this guy. He just sold his New York apartment for $37 million.
Not a bad game.
And he decided to go hang out with his supermodel wife out at the beach and the kids. I mean, would you want to live in New England again? I just came from it. It was 11 degrees, felt like 4. It's pitch dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
That's East
no
Coast
joke.
Sand. That's East Coast sand.
No, that looks like the Bahamas or the
islands. That's
probably
the
islands. That water's way too
big. Yeah, that ain't Florida.
You think so? You think
I'm
so?
Being
let's
honest,
see.
That
let's
ain't
see.
Florida
let's
sand.
Nope. It says East Coast.
I mean, that's got to be. I don't know. I mean, he's probably got some private beach.
Either way, it's a tough life.
I envy that guy.
Yeah, no, 100%.
His wife's super hot.
Yeah, that's. Well, there's that too. So, aside from that, Patriot fans, sorry about your luck.
I'm not.
Nope.
You guys had enough.
Okay, yes.
Take a break for a while.
Listen.
They're actually sitting at home as we speak.
They got two World Series.
Yep.
They got a Stanley Cup or two, maybe.
They got six rings with Tom.
They won an NBA Finals in like 07, the Celtics
did.
Hey,
they did.
But in all,
like, and Tom blessed you with six
Super Bowls. With all due respect within saying that, if we're that team, would you want to be left in the dust like they are? I wouldn't.
I would at least feel bad, but I wouldn't either.
But if we had a quarterback that took us to six Super Bowl championships and was with our team for 20 years, there's no way in hell I'm trash talking.
No,
are you?
When he
leaves. No, are they hyping up his son though?
Guess what? No.
The what?
Are they hyping up his son? Like gonna start chasing him?
No. Yeah. Here's the deal. You still rock that Tom Brady jersey, that Patriot jersey. You guys up
damn
there
right.
and New England, be proud of that.
Yeah.
Be proud of that. Even when he retires, guess what?
He's not going to go to the Hall of Fame as a Buck.
No, he's not.
So, I mean,
he's a.
I mean, I don't know because he's got some ill will. I'm thinking, man. You watch his interviews and stuff.
He'll be if
Don't make up that man's mind for him. Let him do what he wants to do.
I
want to
vote
does,
for him going as a
Bucs. If he does what he does and he plays another 2-3 years after this season.
What if he goes back-to-back championships with
the
Bucs?
Ring of honor for the Bucs.
Let's
you know
get,
what I'm saying?
Let's get through these playoffs.
I agree. We got Washington.
Stop. We are definitely.
Dog is planning on having, like, what'd you say?
We're roasting a pig.
And you're baking in the morning, pork chops for lunch.
Yep.
All right, so
we're doing it all.
We got some prep.
Piggies in a blanket.
Nice.
Snacks.
There's no piggies affiliated. I don't think are they even fans? Guys that used to sit out front.
Those
you know
guys,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the big pig squad. Big Nasty just posted a picture. Shout out to Big Nasties. I know he's super stoked on the Bucks, you know, getting into the playoffs. 15 years of it.
Yeah. So. I got no complaint with our first round here with the Washington football team.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely a team that week 7, they're third in the division, and then by week 17, they took the division.
Yeah, granted, with a record of 7-9.
Alex Smith came back. I think they're on a 6-game win streak. They've been that D-line. I mean, everyone's been talking about
it. You see
this
about the Philadelphia Eagles. Players had to be held back from Peterson after he pulled Hurts.
Yeah, I lose all respect for anybody who.
And walk me through this, because honestly, I just saw this story before coming.
Hurts was
here.
Balling out. He was doing his thing. He had 2 rushing touchdowns.
Hot shot
and
rookie.
He just pulls the guy to put his third starter in. After you pulled Wentz, you're figuring out what you're doing with Jalen. You're not worried about what Nathan Peterman's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Nathan Peterman. Yeah. I don't know the third.
You don't even know his third.
But that's who he is. He's okay. A nobody. He's been on the team for 4 years.
So why did they do this?
I think it was to, you know, kind of spit on the Giants and say, hey, we're going to let the Redskins get in there. We're going to help our draft stock. But at the end of the day, you play to win the game. Whether you're 2-12, 2-14, whatever it is, or 11, whatever
he
are.
Showed that he gave up on his team. I mean, I'd be pissed off as a player.
It
kind of
looks that way, man.
No other ifs, ands, buts around it. You don't pull your starting quarterback for a third stringer.
After everything these players done.
I mean, I thought you were going to say
COVID.
He was playing terrible.
He was
balling. I mean, yeah.
And what these players.
They were down by 3 points and they gave up.
What these players, like, done for this man who's the head coach, with the COVID, the meetings, all that. Like, man, that's a slap in the face.
Yeah, well, here you kind of go. Oh, it was Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah, Nathan Peterman.
I'm sorry. Never even heard of this guy.
Who?
Like 4 picks, too.
Never even heard of this guy. All right. Well, what else we got? Let's talk Hall of Fame. It's pretty exciting. Couple Bucks on the ballot.
Yes, sir.
Who are we?
Lynch and Barber.
There it is.
I think
two
I saw
well-deserving guys.
Yeah. Zach Thomas was on there and
another deserving guy.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews.
Another deserving guy.
Senior. Did he have a dad that played?
No, that would be Clay from Green Bay.
Not Clay Matt. He can't be elected to the Hall of Fame yet.
Why?
Because he's been out for like a year.
Yeah.
No,
he's
been out long.
With the Rams
no
last
way.
Year.
He was on the Rams last year. Yeah.
Check it. Check your stats.
Yeah, for real.
Check your stats.
It's not. Let's just look up Hall of Fame inductees.
No, I'm not doing that. You do it.
Must be nice. Come in vacation.
Must be nice wearing, you know, your dad pants at 5:30 in the evening. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what happens when you work hard.
Yeah, man, I'll give it to you. Who's on it?
Huh?
Lynch.
Rondé Barber. Those guys need to
go. Rondé Barber, he's got to go. The only guy with 20-40.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to.
Yeah. Even John Lynch, he changed.
Jared Allen, Rondé Barber, Tony Bosalucci, Leroy Butler,
Leroy.
Yeah.
Financia, Torrey Holt.
Nice.
Calvin Johnson's on there.
Okay.
John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Clay Matthews.
Peyton,
what are you shaking your head about, Calvin Johnson?
Because I don't think they're gonna. He's raw. He was good, but I don't think they're gonna.
He's
take,
getting in.
They're gonna get. I don't think first.
Yeah, he will.
I know Peyton will.
Peyton's under Clay Matthews. So Clay Matthews' dad. He played from 1978 to 93 and 94 to 96.
Torrey Holt, I mean, yeah.
Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Zach Thomas, Reggie Wayne, Charles Woodson.
Reggie Wayne, I don't know.
I mean, there's
the
a lot of guys
rounder.
On there, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they only select 4, right?
Is it total 4? I thought it was more than that.
I'm not sure, but I know if there's 4 people on there.
Everybody kind of makes it.
You take Tom or you take Peyton Manning's spot. He's
in it.
So now you got 3.
And I would still say if you take because of the position.
Yeah, but
Rondé Barber should be a shoe-in.
But see, the thing with Rondé and John is they're both considered secondary type of guys, and there's not too many guys that get selected every year.
My ass.
Every year, two DBs.
Uh-huh. So no, my so ass that they should be considered.
So there's no set number on newcomers, but the committee's current ground rules do stipulate that between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. So
okay.
Well, I was
that's
right.
That's
you guys
a position. I mean, Zach Thomas.
Nah,
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen.
Torrey Holt.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the finest shows on turf.
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah. Reggie Wayne.
Yeah. I mean, there's some okay. So
Charles
there's
Woodson.
There's some
I mean,
good competition there.
Charles Woodson, I would say, gets in there.
So, let's talk about our competitions. FanDuel. I mean, even I was out of town. I told you I was going to get close to what one. I told you I was going to make take it easy. 155. I think I got 150 something.
Nope.
What do you mean?
You
no.
You can keep going all you want. I don't understand. No.
Here's how it is.
No, it's not how it is. Because last week you said a 60-point lead. Now all of a sudden you have 700 points.
I have a 306, and dude, you can check all my scores.
You pick.
There's
one of your
all
scores.
My scores.
Pick one of your and scores. There's
pick one. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There's all my scores. I got 732 or 33 points altogether. You got 564, and Dog's up there at 680 something.
Well, you know this season has the asterisk behind it because we only started in week 10.
You keep saying that.
It's the
truth. Here's the deal.
It's the
truth. This is the way it
works.
There
is no deal. Yeah, it's chip show.
No, this is the way it works. If you start playing the game, you can't bitch at the end of it. That
I'm
you
not
didn't like the rules.
But it's not a full season.
If you were
but
winning,
it's not a full season.
If you were winning.
All I'm saying, it's not a full season. This isn't a champion.
Okay, but what you're saying is you're bowing down to the fact that I am winning, but it's a short season. Everything was short season this year, bro. Everything. True or not true, dog? You're only 40 points behind me, bro.
And we played every game this week the NFL did, so that wasn't a shortened season.
Yeah, I don't see where that's shortened.
And they just had to play with the rules.
Okay, here. Go ahead.
Nah, you know
come
what?
On, Bo. Go ahead.
I just don't understand how you have two teams for some reason. It's just
because
I got
it's
fine.
On Take
it's
It Like
fine.
A Fan,
it's
they
fine.
Kicked me out and said I had to send my ID, but I don't have an ID that says Take It Like a Fan, so I had to do Chip
them.
Williams 40. Okay, well, you know what, dude?
That's what they did to
that's
me, but
it.
I still can't.
I wish I could start
that's
over.
It. All right, so anyways, right now Chip is 40 points or so ahead of Dog and about, I don't know, 80 points ahead of you, which is about right because I was 60 points, and then I beat you by 20 or 30 points this week.
You didn't beat me. You beat my players.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
This
so,
guy just can't take an L.
He can't. He can't. It's not his fault, but, boy, he
it's
is.
He's four-time fantasy champ.
Yep. In a full season.
In a full season.
This is halfway through the season.
Other huge items that happened in the last couple weeks. Ben Simmons hit a three-point crowd and what little crowd, and benches went crazy.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Cares.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
No, good for Benny.
All right.
Did you guys go to a game?
Up there? No, dude, they're on lockdown up there. There's
oh,
commercials
are?
On TV. There's literally signs on the side of the road say if you don't want coal for Christmas, wear a mask. I mean, everywhere you go, it is extremely mandatory.
It's terrible.
Yeah, extremely mandatory.
It's terrible.
So I see we get into our picks. I think we had to go back to week 16. I know we missed last week since it was holidays, but then we got to make our playoff picks too. So,
oh yeah, we do. This is where
you separate
like
the
Brady
from the
said. This is where the real season starts.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Remember that.
So let's go back here to on Friday, December
25th. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Chip chose Minnesota along with us. We all lost.
No, we all chose New Orleans.
We have Minnesota.
Do we?
Yeah, because I don't think we were like, no, we're not playing with Norman.
No, because we
oh, yeah, that's right. We wouldn't ever pick them.
Yeah.
All right, so Tampa over Detroit, of course.
Chip had Detroit.
Yeah, not even a chance. San Francisco whoops up on Arizona.
We all lost that one.
Miami beats Vegas by 8 points.
Good job. Ka-ching.
Atlanta loses to KC.
Chip chose Atlanta because it's his favorite second state.
Actually didn't.
Thank City.
You. Why are you writing Atlanta in there?
I don't know.
Dude, you're cheap, man. Jets beat up on Cleveland. Surprise, surprise.
Well, I lost that one.
Yep.
I think we're together on a lot of these till the end.
Pitt beat Indiana. Chicago knocks off Jacks. Baltimore took it to the Giants. Cincy surprisingly beat Houston. Chargers over Denver.
Sean chose Denver.
Nice. So he's out now. Carolina over Washington. Dallas took it to Philly. Seattle beats up on the Rams. And Green Bay said bye-bye to Detroit.
Tennessee, you mean?
Or Tennessee, yes.
And you chose Tennessee.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You're a bold-faced liar. You wrote down Tennessee.
That's what you said.
Buffalo beats up on New England Monday night.
And boom. How many points did they score?
Total was 47.
Damn, so I got 50, so I even won regardless.
So you won.
Yes, I did.
So
how many points did I have? And what, hold on.
You had 44.
Whoa,
many did I miss?
We all had the same game between you picked Denver and Chip picked Tennessee. Everything else, we all picked the same. You don't remember sitting here doing that?
Yeah. So
we all picked the same team.
So how many did you get wrong?
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I mean, whatever many. One less than you guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm seeing lots of scratches. This is the problem with his. I see lots of scratches.
No, because I just wrote one team in one slot, and then I did that.
Okay. So you won.
I won.
So what's the scores now?
I got 3. You got 6.5. Sean has 5.
Going in the playoffs, baby.
Which there's 4 games, technically. So
there's 6 games this week.
Yeah, but you only get 1 point per week.
Yeah, that is correct. If you get the most
games right.
So
there's 4 more weeks of football.
That is correct.
So technically there's a chance I could win.
There is that chance. There is that chance.
By a point?
By a point .5. Yeah. All right, so let's get in.
There is a chance I could take off. Yeah, Lee.
You were crushing for a while.
I still am.
Let's get into
fantasy.
Saturday's games. Indy, heading to Buffalo, the 1 o'clock game, Saturday.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good matchup. I really think that
Buffalo,
you know, it's going to be close. I mean, don't sleep on Indy's defense.
I'm not.
Rivers is a
Buffalo
game manager.
That's outdoors, Buffalo.
That's the thing that scares me, is that it's in Buffalo. And I don't know how big Phil is going to play.
I can't believe you guys are even guessing this. Like, yeah. Seriously, Buffalo.
I'd like to see the Colts, but I just don't think they're going to have it. I mean, unless Jonathan Taylor wants to run all over that defense.
What are you going with?
I'm going
Buffalo.
They got a couple backs.
I know they do, and their little running back in Indy is hot shot right now. So what do you got?
Josh Allen is balling this year, man. I'm going to go Colts. I'm going Colts.
So. I mean, you got to throw it out there.
All right.
Hi, nobody.
Let's see. Seattle is hosting the Rams for the 4:40 game. He is, but this is playoff time. Seattle.
Seattle for me, too.
My shoe-in for the week.
I'm going to go with the Rams because, you know what? We need this. We need the Rams to win.
Okay.
Atta boy.
All right. My shoe-in, Tampa Bay over Washington.
Yeah, have you seen
Saturday
Tom Brady's little stand-up things in the grocery stores? He's got there's one in the Publix. It's like it's the TB thing, and I'd like have to step
TB
back
12.
And look at it, and I'm like, and it's got all these old nutrients and stuff on it.
Nice.
It was empty. Oh. It was empty. I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, everybody thinks they can go 11-5 now. Whatever.
Bucks beating up on Washington.
I didn't even. Just that one.
Which game? By the way, out of these next 3 games or those 3 games, which ones are we picking the score for so we can have our tiebreaker?
Let's pick the score for the Bucks game, obviously, because we're Bucks fans.
See, now we already discussed this. I go outside. I'm like, hey, Bo, I'm like 35-14 Bucks. And he goes, yeah, I was thinking like 34.
34-13.
What's it going to be, man? I'm not going first.
I pick 56.
56 points total. Okay. So just out of curiosity, what's your breakdown? Like, how much do the Bucks have of that? 56.
Over 35.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still sticking 35-14 Bucks.
So that's 49.
I'm going to take, I'll do 45.
Well, at least do 44 so I can have like 5 points. Okay, whatever.
You got 5 points.
Moving on to Sunday's games. 1 o'clock, Baltimore at Tennessee. Your boy's going to ball out, though.
Lamar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Henry run the fucking rock.
Though. Tennessee's defense is pretty strong.
You going Baltimore?
I am.
I'm going Baltimore.
Golly. You guys are so one-sided.
And we're usually the winning side.
I'm going to go Baltimore just because.
Yeah, I'm not taking New Orleans. I got to take Chicago. I'll take the loss before I take New Orleans. I said I'll take the loss.
I'm going to take New Orleans.
Dude, you're out of control.
I'm out of control.
Yeah. We want them gone.
The Bears aren't.
They're the only team to beat up on us this year. Beat up on us.
It's who we. It's his
38-3.
Listen, here's the deal. The only way that the Bears win is if Drew Brees just gets
not necessarily
by
true.
Mack.
Not necessarily
okay.
true.
Okay, all right.
Not necessarily
you play
true.
Jason Jameis Winston in a
so
playoff
you're,
game.
So you're going to sit here and tell me that there's one team in the playoffs you don't want to face the Saints? I do. You know who does?
He's scared.
Number 12 does.
He's scared. He's scared.
I said earlier I'd like to see the Browns and Bucks Super Bowl. I'd love to see that. Yeah, it's the two teams with that stigma of the 0-16.
Frick your stigma, dude. I don't want to. No.
Yeah.
Give me the best.
So who's the best?
It's going to be. You got to say Mahomes is the best.
No, the Bucks are the best. Check yourself.
We're not. We haven't won yet.
Check yourself. Go ahead, dog. What were you going to say?
Drew Brees gets hurt. Bears could win.
Okay, so you're going New Orleans. And you're going New Orleans,
did
too.
You guys play Powerball tonight?
You're going. No, I haven't yet.
It's $420 million.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're going New Orleans.
Need that much
I'm going
money.
New Orleans, too, because that's reverse juju.
I don't need that much money.
You don't get that much money.
Yeah,
you get like $280 after taxes. Then you give me like a third, and then we're good.
If you don't need that much, then we'll all take some.
Yeah.
All right, last game. Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
I got Pittsburgh.
You take it
I'm probably not even watch this game.
I'm pulling for the Browns hard, but I got Big Ben, man. I think he's ready. He's locked and loaded.
I'm going Cleveland.
I know you are.
I'm
You're
going
a little
Cleveland.
Brown eye guy.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. So the winning picks are what? Buffalo,
Rams,
Seattle, Tampa
Bucks,
Bay,
Baltimore, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh.
I'm fired up for this weekend. We got some good football.
All right, coming up, we got to take a break. Segment two is going to be what? We got to talk to our contest winner. I talked to her earlier. She is ready to try and get the password correct to see if she gets the piece. I think she's going to go after the Kucherov stuff. I know we talked to the other young lady, took Shaq Barrett. We got Devin Smith left on the table, and what else? You guys got anything for tonight?
I got a couple things to go
Devin
over.
White.
Do you?
Fact check, Devin White.
Uh-huh.
You said Devin Smith.
What did I? Well, you know why? Because you said that outside, and I wanted to correct you outside, but I didn't, so it was stuck in here.
I did not say
you did.
Devin Smith.
You did.
We'll be right.
You did.
We'll be back.
No, wait. I got another question. Do you have anything for tonight?
Oh, yeah.
You have some would you rathers?
Nope. I got a bunch of answers for you.
I mean, are you going to come to the table with any more? We like the would you rathers.
I know, but dude, you
want to take a punch from Tyson?
When you run out of a material of things,
you can never run out of material.
Oh.
Would you rather go fishing with, what's her name? Nancy Pelosi?
Uh-huh.
Or play 6 hours of continuous chess with Joe Biden?
Ooh.
See, that's fucked up. We'll be back. We'll be back.
I got a 20-question trivia that you guys are going to suck at.
And I'm going to answer
It's all about Super Bowl.
I'm gonna answer
that's great.
Let's take a break.
See ya.
All right, and we're back. Boys. Got some fun trivia tonight.
Are we just going to skip the fact over that Chase Young called out our quarterback?
I mean, I don't think it's really even worth talking about. I mean, granted, you're defensive, probably rookie of the year, hands down. You were a beast.
Do you know how many sacks he had? 7.5. Get out of here. Beast. He is a beast of a human being.
He was a beast of a player for a rookie.
But let him go
but,
against Donovan
Smith. Yeah, don't
Smith.
Call out TB when yeah, you are yeah. a rookie.
I agree.
No, don't call him out in January.
Yeah, no, not really the time to do that. Because what about Evans, bro? I saw the video. He's limpy. Walks. He's limpy.
Hey, you can take your limpiness elsewhere. He's fine.
Stoffe goes out there.
He's fine.
He goes out there as a decoy and maybe catches like 2-3 balls.
That's
fine. Outs, but he draws that double coverage. Give me AB. Give me Godwin.
Well,
give me
I have another thing. Yeah. I'm a little ticked off at TB12.
Why is that?
Ronald Jones was what, 22 yards from
1,000? I think it was 26, 28.
And we had the lead, and I was like, he's going to get it. Because I called it from the get-go. I was like, he's gonna
yeah, they were talking about the coach wanting him to get it.
So here comes these stupid little end-around pitch rounds to AB because AB needed 3 more catches to get a $750,000 package.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what?
I think the team got on board with that.
I like that move from Tom Brady because guess what? If you don't win the Super Bowl and you didn't get AB his extra $500,000, it was, if you don't get... Is he going to come around next year when it's signed?
I don't think he's leaving Arians or Brady for a little while.
And exactly. Yeah, you got to keep him happy.
Bro, write him a check. Hand the ball off to Rojo. He earned that $1,000.
We know what we got out of Rojo. He solidified himself this year tremendously.
Honestly, that just might piss him off a little bit more.
It might sting a little bit. All right, real quick, before we call.
I'm expecting to see Rojo have a big game.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Oh, I expect that every game. Just like I was telling you about JPP. That is a guy I always
motor's going.
I mean, just, dude, and he loves it. You can see through that darkness. He's smiling the entire time, man.
They're having fun. When you're winning, you're having fun.
So other sports, real quick before we call our contest winners, I did want to mention the Magic are off to a huge start.
Yep.
5-2, looking pretty good.
How my Nets doing? 3-4, guy. Come on, guys. Get it together.
Yeah. Your Nets.
I'm a big Nets fan this year.
Oh, that's so bad.
I'm a Kevin Durant fan, man. That's all I can say.
Well, I guess it, I mean,
you guys are gonna have to fill me in if anything really big happened in baseball because we all know it doesn't start till end of February.
Yeah, we had a huge trade.
Did you see Snell's gone, right?
Is he?
Blake Snell got traded.
Wow.
The Rays. Depend on you guys.
We traded him to San Diego for a couple players.
Like four players.
Which we won't know. It's going to just give us some time.
Three out of the four look promising. The two catchers are ready.
Two catchers.
One's a catcher and one's a pitcher, I believe. They both look really promising. They're
one of them was
prospects.
Their top Cy Young pitching.
But you know what? I think the Rays will eventually come out with a W on this. You know, Blake Snell, you know, we enjoyed your time here. But
I just remember names like David Price and then all these guys that were just hot shot at the time that they –
No, Snell's got a little bit more left in him.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
He's different from the others. But we have a whole.
The thing is this is what happens when these pitchers go to a different team. They don't get treated how they were treated here. As far as I know his limitations, I know how many pitches, I know if he's on tonight, I know if he's not. So he might, you know, next year have a 500 season.
Yeah.
You know, and
that team's pretty good. He might get some more.
He
I'm sorry, Chicago Sox or Cubs?
San Diego.
Oh,
Padres.
San Diego. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
You know what San Diego
it
is
sucks,
Spanish
it hurts.
For?
What's that?
You know what San Diego is Spanish for?
No.
A whale's vagina.
Oh, nice. The Lightning. So I texted you guys while I was out of town because the schedule came out. You see how they're doing it like baseball
serious.
Now.
Yeah, because baseball's cool.
Yep. So we're doing. We open up January 13th. Yeah, January 13th. Chicago.
We
gotta get some tickets.
And then it's a two game. It's all just two game, two game, two game, two game.
I like it. I dig it.
I do too.
I dig it. We only have 4 primetime games though. That's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. After winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but give us Chicago and Detroit. God forbid.
The thing is, I mean. It's kind of hockey seems to be. It's like every night. That's awesome, though.
No, it is. I mean, yeah, we'll watch our games, but, you know, prime time is where it's at.
Oh, they're playing Carolina on my birthday.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, so let's call our contest winner.
I'm out of minutes. I'm out of minutes.
Okay.
You want a prank caller?
Hello. This is Matt, your neighbor.
Where is...
Huh?
There it is. What's I need the digits.
Again? Let's see.
I wouldn't say it over the airwaves.
Yeah, no kidding. You think?
1-2-3-7-4-3
You got a really small phone, man.
No.
I didn't get it all.
It's Android. This is big.
All.
This is.
Come on.
This is big boy phone right here, man. It's not the kitty phone that you guys mess with.
Kitty phone, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. I'd say that's why we're using my phone on the show, because my phone is cooler. Uh-oh. He won it. I told you.
Yeah, well, everybody knew this.
Devontae Smith from Alabama is your 2020 Heisman Trophy winner.
Congrats. That kid balled
100%.
Out.
He deserves it.
All right.
Head off the trap. Give her a Trask. Call.
What is your name?
Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going down?
Not much. What's up?
Did you know the password?
I do, but I'm not sure what order it goes in because you guys have me thoroughly confused.
What do you mean?
I personally say milk and cookies. But whoever thought of the password thought it should be cookies and milk.
Excuse me?
I talked to
well,
her earlier.
Milk and
she
cookies
was saying,
just
she
sounds
was saying
better.
This earlier. She's like, well, I don't know. Is it milk and cookies? Cookies and milk.
Yeah, but you take the cookies, you put it in the milk.
No, I think it's milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies just linguistically sounds better. I mean, cookies and milk probably is better because it's alphabetical order.
Oh,
better than cookies and water.
There you go. Listen,
that's definitely true.
Congratulations.
You're
our final winner of the year. Now, you get to pick between Devin White helmet and some Kucherov gear. Which one are you going with?
Definitely the Kucherov gear.
Definitely a Lightning fan. I like ye.
Nice.
We were just talking about the Lightning. Yeah. Did you see their new schedule?
I did not.
See, you're not really a
I've
fan.
I've been nothing but working lately.
There it is. Nothing but
I work in retail. It's been pretty crazy lately.
Oh, has it? Oh, I guess, yeah, during holiday season.
Yeah.
Congratulations, my dear.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations.
All right, we'll get it out to you right away. But again, Kucherov signed puck and stick going to Jennifer. We got the back Shaquille Barrett hat going to, what was the young lady's
Ashley,
name?
Ashley.
And then we have Devin White left on the table. All right. Congratulations again. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. You too. Bye.
Why are you two so quiet?
I don't know, man. Like just
I don't get paid enough to do phone calls.
That's where he draws the line.
That's where I draw the line.
When I had to talk to her earlier, because she had won, she was complaining about the milk and cookies thing and cookies and milk thing.
I'd see
you
that,
know what?
That
if you
stumped
complain,
me. That stumped yeah. me. I've never really thought about it like that because the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street said cookies and milk and cookies.
No, he just said give me cookies.
Give me cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't matter which way it goes.
It really does. Tomato, tomato, 6 1 in, half dozen the other. Let's get the show on the road.
If the glass is half full, is it half empty?
That depends how much you drink.
Exactly.
Let's do some trivia.
Two birds
oh,
in one
okay.
bush.
You want to do some trivia?
Oh, you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, man, I wanted to go first.
I just have some pointers.
You go first.
Okay, trivia. Whose birthday is it today?
Work done.
No, you didn't say your name.
Birthday, Warwick Dunn.
Happy birthday, 20.
All right.
Oh.
Let's do some trivia music.
Are you going or am I going? Mine's all
you
about
go.
Super Bowl.
Let's
okay,
go.
Okay, well, then let me then disconnect this right here so you can't see the answers.
This is all Super Bowl questions.
Everything is Super Bowl questions. I got 20 of them.
If they're Super Bowl questions, are they Super Bowl answers?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the
just
way it works.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Who was the MVP of the first Super Bowl? You got Lynn Dawson, Johnny Unitas, Bart Starr, Joe Namath.
Bo.
Dog.
Okay, Bo.
Bart Starr
is correct. And we got Bo.
Cha-ching.
What Dallas Cowboy had his helmet stolen after the 1994 Super Bowl?
Bo,
go ahead.
Dion?
Dion? No, not even one of the... I do give you four answers, but go ahead.
Can I hear the answers?
Michael Irvin, Larry Brown, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman.
I'm either going to say the Gator or Aikman.
Okay.
And I'm going with Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman is incorrect.
Emmitt Smith.
It was Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, I remember Gosh. That now.
You had
Dang
it.
It.
What was the first wild card team to win a Super Bowl? Jets, Redskins, Raiders, Bears.
Jets, Redskins,
Bo.
Raiders.
Okay.
Redskins.
That's incorrect.
Yeah. You only have one.
Go ahead.
I'm.
Jets, Raiders, or Bears?
Jets won it with Namath. back in the day, and I think that was either like Super Bowl III. I don't think there were wild cards back then.
Just pick a team.
I'm not going with John Madden with the Raiders. But I'm going to go with the Bears.
With the Bears. That is incorrect. The right one was the Raiders. What player holds the record for most rushing yards in a single Super Bowl? Marcus Allen, Emmitt Smith, Franco Harris, Timmy Smith.
Bo. Franco Harris.
That is incorrect.
What was the second one?
Marcus Allen, Emmitt Smith, Timmy Smith.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. It's not Timmy Smith. I was gonna go Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith is incorrect. Marcus Allen, incorrect. Gosh. Timmy Smith rushed for 204 yards.
It was Timmy Smith?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Redskins.
Pull him up.
What player holds the record for the most career fumbles in a Super Bowl? Terry Bradshaw, Thurman Thomas, Roger Staubach, Jim Kelly.
Dog, Rich Gannon. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm going to go Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly? That is incorrect.
Can I have the answers, please?
Terry Bradshaw, Thurman Thomas, Roger Staubach.
Thurman.
That is incorrect. Roger Staubach. What performer had the now infamous costume malfunction during the halftime show of Super Bowl?
Bo.
Okay.
Bo.
Go.
Janet Jackson.
That is correct.
She's a booby.
All right. Who is the only player from a losing team to be awarded the Super Bowl MVP? Chuck Howley, Von Miller, Tom Brady, Randy White.
Repeat that question one more time.
Who is the only player? Who is the only player from a losing team to be awarded the Super Bowl MVP? Chuck Howley, Von Miller, Tom Brady, Randy White.
I'm going to say Von Miller.
That's incorrect.
Randy White.
That is also incorrect. Chuck Howley, Dallas Cowboys linebacker. Lame. What QB led the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history?
Bo.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
That is correct.
28-3. ATL.
Who is the only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams?
Bo.
Okay.
Dog. Peyton Manning.
Okay, that is correct.
You didn't answer quick enough.
Yeah, but I said it first.
That's Dog's answer. You froze up.
How much were the most expensive tickets in Super Bowl I? 96, 48, 12, or 24?
Dog.
Okay.
12.
That is correct. 2-3 going into the backside. Last 10 questions. What was unusual about the coin flip before Super Bowl?
Dog.
Okay.
Lights cut off.
Nope, that was halftime.
It's shaped. It was shaped like John Madden's head. It was from outer space. It was made of silly putty, or it contained a hologram.
It had John Madden's head.
That is incorrect.
It was made out of silly putty.
It was from outer space.
What do you mean?
I guess it was one that they took up in space or whatever. Previous 11 days
did
been
it,
orbiting.
Did they flip it up in the air and it just never came down?
Yeah, it never came down. Let's see. Whatever.
How fast was the quickest score in Super Bowl history? 42 seconds, 7 seconds, 26 seconds, 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Dog, it's a second. Yeah, I think it was Devin Hester and the Bears in 2007 against the Colts or 2008.
So you say...
I'm going to say a minute and something.
Is incorrect.
What were the other options?
42 seconds, 26 seconds, 7 seconds.
26.
It's incorrect. It was 7 seconds. Seattle Seahawks scored a safety on the first play from scrimmage, 7 seconds into the game.
Against Denver, right?
Oh, my. I was thinking a score.
Who kicked the first field goal in Super Bowl history? Gene Mingo, Don Chandler, Mike Mercer, we don't know this. Jan Stonerod. Incorrect. Mike Mercer. How many passing yards did Dallas Doomsday defense allow in Super Bowl 7? 61, 91, 321, 145.
Dog 91.
Dog 91 is incorrect.
Both. What was the what?
61, 321, 145.
145.
145 is incorrect.
67.
61.
Jeez Louise.
What was the only Super Bowl to be simulcast in the United States by two networks? Super Bowl 5, 1. That was what, 20? And 19.
Bo.
What you got?
5.
That is incorrect. Super Bowl 1.
I didn't get the answer. Super Bowl 1.
You okay. Too much
good
time.
Good job. Here's a good one. What product was featured in the 1990 Super Bowl ad starring Mean Joe Green?
Dog.
Bo.
Dog?
What was the what?
What was the product?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, it was
Coca-Cola.
He kind of stole it like you stole the other one.
Steeler.
All right, three more to go. What was the first team to lose three consecutive Super Bowls?
Bills.
That is correct. What team holds the record for forcing the most turnovers in a Super Bowl?
Bucks.
Incorrect. Cowboys, Vikings, Steelers, Ravens.
Steelers.
Incorrect. Cowboys, Vikings, Ravens.
Ravens.
I'm going
incorrect.
I'm going Steelers.
It's the Cowboys.
Steelers. I already told you it was incorrect. It's Dallas. What is the lowest passer rating of Super Bowl winning quarterback? 38.4, 65.8, 56.7, 22.6.
Bo, 56.
Incorrect.
Dog, 32.8.
Incorrect. Ben Roethlisberger, 22.6. Last question.
Trash.
Which Super Bowl champion recorded the Grammy Award-nominated Super Bowl Shuffle?
Bo.
Go ahead.
Bears.
That is correct. All right, Bo, you took it 6-2. Congratulations.
I need a recount.
You what?
So.
Hold on. Do we still get to do the player thing that you do?
That's over, bro. We already did all that.
Oh, so I won?
Yeah, you won that.
Yeah, won that. Good job. Big time throws this year.
Okay.
Big time throws.
Busted.
You got four quarterbacks on the list. Who are they?
Dog.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's one. It's not really
Watson. Big time throws.
Watson?
Yep.
Nope.
Alex Smith.
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers.
Ryan Tannehill.
Rodgers.
Tannehill, Kyler
Mahomes.
Murray.
Mahomes.
Murray had Murray had the bomb, bro.
Not for my list. Top four.
Oh, this is your list.
It's top four. It's top four in the league.
And it's not Lamar.
No.
And it's not Tannehill. Is it the Miami Cat? Who is it? Who is it?
Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Who leads the category?
Give them to me again. Brady.
Mahomes, Brady, Wilson, Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Nope.
Brady.
Nope, Mahomes. 46, Brady at 45. Wilson and Rodgers tied for 43. Passing leaders on the year. Who had the most yards?
Dog. Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson did. How many do you have?
Right under, like 4,800.
He did. And Mahomes with 47, Brady with 4,600, and Ryan with 45. Fun fact for the day. The Packers punted 46 times this year. Aaron Rodgers had 48 touchdowns.
Are you serious? They punted 46 times and he has 48 touchdowns.
And then there's one more.
Wow.
Plays over 25 yards downfield in the air.
Okay.
Who leads the league?
Tom Brady.
How many?
57.
I was going to go up around there. I'll say 49.
63.
Oh, he went the wrong way. I went the wrong way. Okay.
Rodgers is the next one, and guess how many he has?
44. 49. All right.
Pretty impressive for a 43-year-old dead arm.
I think Chip won that one.
No, I did. I came up with him.
That's baloney.
All right. So what else we got?
That was it for my book.
What are the phone numbers of this place, dog?
Phone numbers to this place or to Bo's personal cell phone? Because I can give you 727-25.
No.
All right. You can text us anytime at 727-388-1644. Call us. Chat with Bo, whatever. Do whatever. 844-542-4111. Send us messages, Twitter, Instagram. We will be posting actively this weekend for playoff football. So if you see some stuff, repost it. We might have something for you. We might just give you a call.
You got to find a way to get to that Washington football team fan base, boys, on social media.
Well,
you
got
to find
go to the meat market and go straight to the back
to reach
where
out
all the porch
at.
You tried to reach out today?
Yeah, I tried to call him out, but none of them had balls like Chase Young, so whatever.
Yeah, well, they always let him do the speak for him, I guess, from now on.
I got a buddy who's a Redskins fan, right?
Yeah.
And he told me the other night he would rather have Kirk Cousins than Alex Smith.
He's out of his mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, out of his mind.
We don't need to talk about this no more.
Congratulations, winners, Jennifer, Ashley, and again, we will get you your stuff ASAP. And again, Devin White's still on the table, so maybe we'll have some more fun with it. You know, it was one of our buddies that won that, and I think he's super scared. I think he's scared to get on the mic.
I don't know. I think he's a Colts fan, so he's got enough to worry about.
Oh, he is. Is he really a Colts fan?
Yeah. I mean,
Is he from there?
His family is, yeah. Oh, okay. But, I mean, he's watched Bucks ball his whole life. He watched Colt ball his whole life.
Yeah, because I've seen him at the Bucks games. Is he one of those fans?
I mean, okay, but listen.
He's the one
went,
that put on a Colts jersey and then take it off and put on a Bucks jersey.
Listen, we went to Indiana, right? And we went to a Bucks-Colts game. He wanted to watch Andrew Luck play.
Okay.
Andrew Luck didn't play. We got to see Matt Hasselbeck.
Okay.
He was fucking ticked off. So that instantly he took off his Luck jersey. He had a Bucks hat on. Put his Bucks jersey over that. Yeah. Had his Luck jersey on.
He literally, in the game, did this.
He did that walking into the stadium.
There's footage somewhere.
Then there is a video. Then there, we're rocking it. We're Bucks winning. We're up like 24-3 or something like that.
Yeah, I remember.
And then the Colts started coming back.
Yes, they did.
And the layers of jerseys.
Tell me he took it back off.
Oh, yeah, he took it back off. Hey, it was a win-win, lose-lose for the guy. I mean, he didn't know how to, I mean. But we were out there.
You let
all
him hear
talking,
about
and,
this.
Oh, the regular fans and the. Around
oh,
us
I hope so.
And Indy, we were the only group of red out there, really, that we seen.
And then all
area.
Of a sudden, there was a little dot of white right in the middle of all
oh,
the red.
Oh, yeah, and everyone was giving them shit, and everyone was laughing. It was
bandwagon. That sounds,
no, I mean,
like a Barnes.
At least he admits it.
Okay.
You know?
All right, well, again, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Big things 2021. Success to everybody, hopefully.
Playoff bound.
Big game. Mike Evans,
we got to take it weekend by weekend.
Mike Evans, rest up. Defense, get ready. Go get him. Tommy, do your thing.
And all you Patriots fan out there, watch all these Tommy and Gronky shows. They're pretty funny. They're hanging out in the beach. Gronky. All right, guys. Take it like a fan.
I got a song.
Oh, you got a song? Take us out?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
CCA. Go Bucks.
Unbelievable. Take it like a fan. We're out.
See you. The Bucks know how to shine. Cause we got Tom Brady, baby.